Coach, first, can you just talk about the improvements to the field that you meant to open the renovated field with a doubleheader suite?
Yeah, I mean, it was really just exciting to, like, see them in this environment, right? You know, to actually look out and see the padding and, you know, get to see them take the field in their uniforms, look at it. We've been out here a couple times for practice, but just to be able to see them out here. And obviously get two wins is always special, and I think they have a lot of pride in their home field. And, you know, I feel like today they were trying to adjust, right? They also haven't really played much time on it, so it was us getting comfortable too. But, yeah, really proud of kind of how they came out to compete today, especially after a long spring break.
Well, you mentioned or talking about the new field. Obviously, you benefit from it, but how do you prepare the outfielders with the padding? Because obviously, Keller's it got a big bounce off the padding.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just different. I think we have to figure out kind of how it plays, and I think it's a difference between when it hits the pads or hits the poles below. It's kind of ricocheting different ways. So I think for us, just kind of remaining athletic to follow the ball. But yeah, I mean, it's gonna take some practice. So hopefully, we have warmer days to come, so we can get out here and really work off them.
Yeah, first game, kind of slow start on the bats there, but you guys got hot there and scored five, and I forgot what inning, but can you just kind of talk a little about what you were liking from your team, kind of seeing the ball as the first game progressed?
Yeah, I mean, I think our approaches were pretty good today at the plate, and I feel like even if they got us the first time around, I felt like the second at bats were better. I thought the third at bats were better. So as long as you're progressing throughout the game and making adjustments off that pitcher, you always have a shot. So, you know, I think that we could have pushed some runs early, obviously for us, but, you know, timely hitting really makes a difference. And, you know, they at least saw it through where, you know, later in the game, they found a way to put up some runs, and multiple runs always gives our pitchers a little bit more breathing room.
Yeah. And then just talk about Kylie a little bit, hit up. I think it went over the
monster
over the trees, and then she had the nice two RBI single up the middle there in the second. So can you just kind of talk a little bit about her today?
Yeah, I mean that might be the furthest home run I've seen hit at this field, or the highest home run. I don't really know. She smoked that ball. Kylie's in the lineup for a reason. Obviously, she's incredibly talented, and you know, she has the ability to hit the ball and hit the ball with some velocity behind it. So I'm just super happy for her. I think she's just getting more and more comfortable and you know, owning what she does.
Yeah, and then Allie looked sharp early. Struck out, I think, seven of the first nine. Just talk a little bit about her outing today.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the pitchers were great. I think obviously Allie did a really good job commanding the zone, mixing speeds. You know, and obviously her changeup was kind of devastating. So, you know, I think Allie's tough to generate a lot of runs off of, which is obviously beneficial to our side. Lizzie did a good job coming in behind her. I think they had two quick singles, and she kind of found a way to settle down and obviously execute. And then I thought Casey was great this game. I think Casey was spinning the ball really well, and I think she felt confident. And, you know, a leadoff single first pitch, and then just to find a way to settle in to keep it to two hits in the entire game, you know, that just shows you her experience and her ability.
Yeah, and then lastly, can you just kind of maybe talk about the top of your lineup as a whole today?
I mean, the top of the lineup, I mean, I'll say this a million times, but I mean, those three are three of the toughest dogs in the country. I mean, you're going to get something from all of them. I mean, they're scrappy, they're tough. You know, they find a way to put the ball in play. They find a way to make things happen. I thought Lauren swung incredible today, regardless of the result. I mean, in the first game, you couldn't hit a ball harder. So just super proud of their approach and their ability to, you know, cut the ball in half and make things happen. So I thought Kayla had a really great day. You know, and then unfortunately for Coker, she hit a ball, you know, 220.5, you know, and it was robbed. So we got to get back to the weight room to see if we can get 221. She get that over, but no, I'm impressed with some of the balls that were hit. They played us deep, they played us strategic, and you know, we were able to drop some in ahead of them. But it's nice to see the deep balls at least still in existence.
Yeah.
And then speaking about the other Lauren, do you think Ned is kind of turning the corner now, getting a couple of hits these last two games?
Yeah, I mean, I think Lauren did the work. I mean, we were in South Carolina. She did a lot of film and, you know, sat down for an hour and looked at all of her swings and, you know, looked at approaches from the past, like, 3 years. So, you know, she's definitely, you know, figuring out. I think Lauren Ned is going to help us tremendously. You know, and I stand by that statement. I think it was a tough start. But, you know what, when you get back to the Northeast, I feel like the season switches, right? You become, it's a different chapter, and we just got to continue to fine-tune it.
And then finally, this is the first time the program in the regular season at home for the home opener is nationally ranked. Can you just talk about the significance of that? And then also for the team moving forward, knowing that obviously there's even more of a spotlight on the team as you go into conference play.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've had a target on her back for a little while now, so I feel like the kids are kind of used to that. you know, it's lonely at the top because you feel like everyone's kind of gunning for you. You're getting everyone's best, but that's what separates really great teams. And, you know, I think to hear that announced before the game was maybe the first time that I actually took it in, you know, that, you know, to hear that you're 24 in the country or 25 in the country, whatever it was. It's just, I don't know, it's special because these kids built it, these kids did it. And I think that's the part that means a lot to me. Like, they've been chipping away for years and years, but this senior class and this graduate class, I mean, they have literally put us on the map. And there's a lot of pride in that. So, you know, I hope they felt the same excitement that I felt getting to hear that over the intercom. That was pretty cool.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.